May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, it says, Jesus said in the Upper Room Discourse, he said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And yet, in 1 John chapter 5, it says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The reality is that what God's done for us, Jesus has already done for us, is done to us according to our faith. That's why he said on a couple of occasions, be it done to you according to your faith, and would send people on their way. Is that even though Jesus has already overcome the world, our experience of that victory depends on our faith. And so that's the thing that the enemy's really always after. Even if you're under physical attack or other things, the primary thing he's trying to do is to get you to waver into unbelief. Because he knows if you're walking in unbelief, you can't experience personally the victory that he's already accomplished. He's overcome. But we enter into that personally as we stand in faith. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it talks about this warfare. And is very practical. Verse 6 of 1 Peter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all of your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. That doesn't mean cast your own anxiety upon him because he likes you a lot, because he's really fond of you. The idea is that he will take care of you. And so he doesn't say it's okay to hang on to some anxiety. He says, cast all your anxiety. What that says to me is the Christian life should be lived 24/7 anxiety-free. That's not a super deluxe model for a special few who've been to a lot of conferences or had dramatic personal and physical experiences. It's just normal brown bag everyday Christianity. Anxiety-free. We're called to live by faith. That's why he said, fear not, only believe. He didn't say mostly believe or usually believe. He said only believe. And that's why the battle, he's overcome the world. But we experience that. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So he goes on, he says this. Be of sober spirit. In other words, be on the alert. For your adversary, the devil, is constantly prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Now notice what he says. But resist him, firm in your faith. What is it he's trying to devour? What is it he's trying to attack? Your faith. Whatever else may be under attack, I hear people say all the time, well, there's just warfare, I'm under a lot of warfare. We understand it may be coming in a lot of different contexts, and it may look a lot of different ways, but what he's after is for you to not stand firm in your faith. That's what he's come to kill, steal, and to destroy. Because he knows if you don't stand in faith, you can't walk in victory. A victory that Jesus has already accomplished for us. So again he says, but resist him, firm in your faith, and he says, knowing certain things. Knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished. Isn't that interesting? He doesn't say are being suffered, but are being accomplished. Our God is in charge of our lives. And he uses warfare to accomplish some things. Whenever you're going through a battle, it's because the Lord's allowed the enemy to attack because he wants to accomplish some things in your life. He wants there to be advancement. There is this tug of war going on. The enemy wants you to fall back. The Lord wants to use the battle to cause you to advance forward. The same sufferings are being accomplished by your brethren in all the world. And after you have suffered for a little, listen to what he says, the God of all grace will do certain things. Now, here's the story again. Be on the alert. Get it. Keep your eyes open. Don't let yourself be confused as to what's going on here. There's an enemy. He's constantly prowling around, roaring like a lion, seeking who he can devour. And the way he devours us is going after our faith, because faith is our victory. So he says, stand firm. How? Don't let go of your faith. Everybody else in the world is going through stuff like too, and God's trying to accomplish some things. And he says, and the God of all grace. Now that's what my faith is in. Connect the dots here. The God of all grace. He says he's going to do some things. He's going to show us what he's going to accomplish. But he said, but we stand firm in faith. What? In grace. Remember the scripture, the gospel within the gospel? 2 Corinthians 9:8. And the God of limitless ability has abounded all grace. The God of all grace has already given you all grace. So that you, right now, in whatever battle you're going through, no matter what the warfare looks like, so that you, always having all sufficiency in everything, whatever the attack is, whether it's emotionally or physically, relationally, financially, whatever, you already have all sufficiency, because whatever it is, it fits under the category of everything. So that's what we stand firm in, that I have sufficiency, all sufficiency in this. This comes under the category of everything. I have grace to walk this out. That's what my faith is in. He's trying to get you to not believe that God's grace in your life is sufficient for this. He said, because if you'll stand firm, this God of all grace will, the one who called you, this one, he will, who's called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself, doesn't say he could himself or might himself, or it's a possibility, it's a hit and a miss. He said, if you'll just stand firm in faith in his grace that's sufficient for whatever the thing is you're in for you right now, he said, this is what he will do. He will mature you. He will make you become more stable. He will strengthen you. You'll be stronger in your walk. And he'll create a foundation for you so that God can do even more in your life. He's wanting to accomplish all that in you. It's called the gift of battle. And we win or lose, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The enemy's defeated. Remember it said Jesus has overcome the world? But we have to walk that out. What he's done for us is done to us as we live by faith. What's at stake is advancing, growing, maturing, becoming more Christ-like, being strengthened in our inner man so that we're less vulnerable. God established a foundation where he can build more stuff. It even has the idea of where he can build ministry from. Only those who stand in faith can teach others how to stand in faith. Again, my mentor used to say, one of my mentors used to say, how do young trees, I worked as a landscaper for a few years going through Bible college. How do young trees learn how to stand in the wind? By standing in the wind. And part of God's process is the battle. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.